Hawk opened the door a crack, stepped back a pace, and then kicked it in. Hawk stepped cautiously into the room, his axe in one hand and the lamp in the other. He stood in yet another empty room, save for a heavy metal bed pushed up against the far wall. Fisher moved slowly around the room, tapping the walls, looking for hidden panels. Hawk stood in the middle of the room and glared about him.
He's here somewhere. He has to be here somewhere.
Hawk moved over to the bed and looked underneath it. Nothing but dust and shadows. He straightened up and looked at Fisher. She shook her head and looked uneasily about her. Hawk scowled and looked back at the bed. And then he smiled slowly as an idea came to him.
Isabel, give me a hand with this.
Between them, they got the bed away from the wall, and Hawk studied the wall paneling carefully in the light from his lamp. He smiled grimly as he made out the lines of a hidden panel, fixed his axe blade into one of the cracks, and applied a slow pressure. A whole section of the wall swung open on a concealed hinge. Behind the panel was a hidden compartment, and in that compartment lay a huge coffin. Hawk felt his mouth go dry just looking at it. The coffin was 7 feet long and 3 feet wide, built from a dark red wood Hawk didn't recognize. Glyphs and runes had been carved into the sides and lid. He didn't recognize them either. Hawk looked at Fisher, standing close beside him. Her face shone pale in the dim light.
Come on, let's get it out of there.
The coffin was even heavier than it looked. They had to drag it into the room, inch by inch. It smelled bad, of blood and death and decay, and Hawk had to keep turning his head away in search of fresher air. When they finally got the coffin out of the hidden compartment and into the room, they stepped back to take a look at it.
Big, isn't it?
Yeah. Look, as soon as I get the lid open, you get that stake into him. As soon as the stake's home, I'll cut off the head. I'm not taking any chances with this one.
Got it. We've been on some dirty jobs in the past, Hawk. But I think this has got to be the dirtiest.
Remember the girl. Now let's do it.
They bent over the coffin. The lid flew open, knocking them both backward. The vampire sat up in its coffin and grinned at them with pointed teeth. Hawk's hand tightened around the haft of his axe till his fingers ached. He thought he knew what a vampire would look like. He didn't. The creature before him might once have been a man, but it wasn't anymore. It looked like what it was, something that had died and been buried and then dug its way up out of the grave. Its face was sunken and wrinkled. A bluish tinge colored the dead white skin. The eyes shone a dirty yellow, without pupil or retina, as though the eyeballs rotted in their sockets. A few wisps of long white hair frayed away from the bony skull. The horribly thin hands held fingers little more than claws. But the real horror lay in subtler things. The vampire wore black, rotting robes. Graveyard lichens and moss grew here and there on the dead skin. Its chest didn't move because it no longer needed to breathe. And it smelled like rotting meat left to hang too long. It rose up from its coffin in a single smooth movement and looked at Hawk and Fisher with its empty yellow eyes. Hawk looked away despite himself, and his gaze fell on the shuttered window. No light showed around the shutter's edges.
Oh, we're too late. The sun's gone down.
The vampire stepped elegantly out of its coffin. Its bare feet made no sound on the wooden floor. Fisher wrinkled her nose at the smell.
Dirty, stinking bastard. Lying down or standing up, it makes no difference. Let's do it, Hawk.
Hawk sprang forward, swinging his axe double-handed at the vampire's neck. The creature put up a spindly arm to block the blow. The axe bounced off. Hawk's hands went numb from the impact, and it was all he could do to hang on to the axe. Fisher thrust at the vampire with her stake, using it like a dagger. The vampire avoided the blow easily and knocked Fisher sprawling with a single backhanded blow. She lay where she had fallen, her head swimming madly. There was an inhuman power in the creature's slender frame. Fisher clutched desperately at the wooden stake and struggled weakly to get her feet under her. The vampire looked down at her. Hawk swung his axe at it again. The vampire raised its hand and caught the heavy blade in mid-swing. The creature wrenched the weapon from Hawk's hand and threw the axe away. It reached for Hawk with its bony hands. Hawk darted back out of range and looked desperately about him for another weapon. The undead bent over Fisher. It grabbed her by the shoulder. The claw-like fingers sank into her flesh. Blood ran down her arm in a steady stream. She tried to break free and couldn't. The vampire drew her slowly closer, grinning widely to show her its long, pointed teeth. Fisher tried again to stab the vampire with the stake. It grabbed her wrist and squeezed hard. The feeling went out of her fingers and she dropped the stake. It rolled away and disappeared into the shadows. Hawk watched helplessly. He'd found his axe again, but he didn't dare attack the vampire. Cold steel was no use against it. He needed a wooden stake. He looked wildly about him, and his gaze fell on the coffin. A vampire must always return to its coffin before break of day. Hawk grinned savagely as the answer came to him. He stepped forward, lifted his axe, and brought it swinging down onto the side of the coffin. Hawk jerked the blade free and struck again. The side sagged in and splinters flew in the air. The vampire threw Fisher aside and darted forward. Hawk dropped his axe, grabbed the heaviest shard from the coffin, and buried it into the vampire's chest as the creature reached for him. For a moment, they stood facing each other, the yellow eyes and grinning mouth only inches away from Hawk's face. And then the vampire collapsed to the floor. The creature of the night clutched at the thick wooden chunk protruding from its chest. Hawk threw himself down beside the vampire, snatched up his axe, and used the flat of the blade to hammer the splinter into the vampire's heart. The undead tore at him with his clawed hands, but Hawk didn't care. He hit the wood splinter again and again, driving it deep into the vampire's chest. With every blow he struck, Hawk saw the dead girl's face as she hung from the butcher's hook. Then it was Fisher's face, and she wasn't in the wardrobe. She knelt at his side.
It's all right, Hawk. It's over.
What? Oh, God, you're safe.